This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. For farmers exploring direct-to-consumer business models, some of the best ideas might sound a little strange at first. Steve Sando of Rancho Gordo learned that firsthand when he decided to start what he thought would be sort of a joke, a subscription club for dry beans. Today, that idea has grown into a thriving business with thousands of loyal customers.
Among my other millions of jobs, I was a web designer. And then so when e-commerce started to happen, I was right there ready to do it. And it was very hard. And actually, rural people were fine. It was people like, I live in New York City. There's no way I'm buying beans through the mail. You know, here in Napa, everybody has a wine club. And I remember hearing about a mediocre winery starting a new wine club and everyone was all excited. I'm like, who needs another stupid wine club? You would be so idiotic. Let's do a bean club. It would be so funny. And we did it as a joke. So it started, you know, with a couple people. And right now, we're at 30,000 members. So four times a year, we send out 30,000 boxes. And normally, we send out a couple hundred a day. But then the company has to stop four times a year as we prep for Bean Club. And they've really got it down to a science now. And the waiting list to get on it is 35,000 people right now.
You can learn more about Sando's company, Rancho Gordo, at ranchogordo.com. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.